Okay, my name is Attilio Leonardi and I am 52 years old. Today is Labor Day, September 2nd, 2019, and I am speaking with my father, Attilio Cane Leonardi, and we are recording this interview in Kaneohe, Hawaii. So, what is your oldest memory?
Being in the womb. Oh, yeah. My oldest memory, I guess, living with my parents in Damien Track in Honolulu. Or that's where the airport is today.
Why was it called Damien Track?
Damien Track, that was one of the rich Kama'aina families that owned that whole area.
Yeah.
And when they decided to build the airport, they cleared everybody out of those areas and turned it into an airport. Everybody else had to move out.
What was the structures? What were they like?
Well, there was a residential area. All the streets were named after letters.
Oh, yeah.
So we were raised on S Road.
S is in Sam.
Yep, S is in Sam. All the streets was named after letters.
Tell me about your siblings. What are all their names?
It's just my brother, Jimmy, and myself, from my father, Attilio Leonardi, Attilio John Leonardi. Then I have older brothers and sisters. We all have the same mother, but different fathers. So I have a sister, Maddie, a sister, Johnnerie, a brother, Curtis. And we have a sister, Priscilla, that passed away. She died in a chicken coop fire when she was, I don't know, maybe 3 years old in Damien Track. And I have a Hanai sister, Naomi Rodriguez.
So people understand what does Hanai mean?
Hanai means the parents stayed with us for a while. And when they went back to the mainland, they had too many kids to take care of, so they left one kid behind, and she became our sister.
What's your fondest memory of each of your siblings?
I guess it was kind of a hodgepodge because we were raised with my dad, and we saw the brothers and sisters during the summer and holidays when we stayed with my grandmother who lived in Wahiwa. And so that's when we had the best memories. Of course, my sister them, they were big already. They all went to Leleuhoa High School. And we lived in town. Then my dad shipped us off to Kauai because my brother and I were getting in trouble. My dad had a business on Hotel Street. That's a rough area.
Yeah. How old were you guys at that time?
Well, I was sixth grade. I guess Jimmy was fourth. So.
Tell me the name of the siblings, and then what would be something that's memorable about that sibling.
Well, the oldest one was Maddie, and she was like the matriarch of the family. She had a good historical memory on family, and the Hawaiian side, my grandma's side. She married Gilbert Galera from Leleuhoa also, I think. And
so, historical knowledge of the family tree is what you remember Auntie Maddie for?
Remember what?
That's what you would remember Auntie Maddie for, that sticks out?
Yeah, that she was, whenever you need information on the family, she always had it.
What about your other siblings?
Well, Johnnerie was like in between. And just one of our, just a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, Curtis was the same way.
But anyway, they had a sense of humor or something about their personality that kind of sticks out.
Johnnerie was always straight-laced, clean house. When you live with them, the house got to be spotless.
Yeah.
My grandmother was very strict on that, so my two sisters. So when we when you ate breakfast and you went outside, everybody went outside the house after breakfast, and the girls had to clean up the whole house. So it was real regimented. But Curtis was always working. He's a mason his whole life, but they also were a party all the time, having a few toots, they used to call it,
yeah.
Drinking. And then, of course, there's my brother Jimmy. He was a pain in the butt. As kids, we used to fight a lot, but as we grew up, we were like best friends, I guess. We still are. We both collect bottles together, so... And we both boogie board a lot, so that's kind of what kept us together. The rest, we only saw them on occasions, and now we see them whenever we have family get-togethers, which is hopefully at least twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my sister, Naomi, we see her quite often at the family gatherings also. Yeah, they all have, living with a different father, and everybody else had their own parents, that they kind of, we lived apart. And then as we got older, we started to get together, and now we're close, way closer knit family than we were when we were young.
What can you tell me about your father?
Yeah, my father was from Boston. He was a journeyman welder, came here during World War II as a merchant seaman. Worked at Pearl Harbor, but he always was independent. He always made money doing as a welder. Then he quit and he tried to start a business. Then he goes bankrupt. Then he starts another business. I mean, goes back to welding, makes enough money, quits and works another job. I mean, gets another business and did that his whole life. He just was an entrepreneur on his own. So he ended up owning a lot of business, different types of businesses, some lawful, some unlawful. But that was him. He's part of the old Italian group that there was about five or six of them that came during the war and stayed in town and owned questionable type businesses.
Yeah. Who was your most influential teacher?
Most influential teacher?
Or person or?
Well, the one I credit giving us some stability, I would guess, was a guy I didn't like, and that was my Calabash Uncle August. We were raised with him on Kauai. Very strict, very tight with his money, and he was quite wealthy. But he had a ranch where he worked us hard. But what we learned is the value of hard work. Don't stand around and do nothing, because when you stand around and do nothing, he would say, okay, you guys got nothing better to do. Okay, come here, I got some work for you guys to do.
Yeah.
So he always instilled that upon us, but he was really strict and unfair. But when you say what I think about when I look at my business scruples and all that, that's the guy I think about the most, I guess.
This is kind of a similar question, life lesson that you live by.
I think I kind of mentioned that just now. If you got a job, you're gonna be on a job, you should be able to not be complacent. You should be able to go as high as you can, because if you don't, you're only cheating yourself and your family by being lazy and not having the gumption to move up the ladder and make your life better.
What are you most proud of?
I guess my four kids. They all turned out good. Have good families. They're all on their own, finally. So that's my most proudest achievement.
Yeah, you want to name your children for the recording?
My son is Attilio Kanaka O'o Leonardi, and three sisters. Michelle is the eldest sister, and then Kathy, and Christina is the baby.
What was the biggest mistake that you made that taught you the most?
Wow, the biggest mistake. I don't make mistakes. Yeah. Biggest mistake I made. What was the biggest mistake I made? I don't know. I haven't made it yet. Nah. Biggest mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. I think it was, and I think about it, I think about this quite often, is that when I finished college, I had an opportunity to work at the bank as a management trainee. I applied, didn't have the opportunity. I applied for that position. And at the same time, the fire department called me. And I took the fireman's test, scored high, and my name came up. And I had to choose between the two. So the bank paid $450 a month, and the fire department paid $648 a month. So I was already married, had two kids. So I went with the fire department, which turned out to be good because I raised to the top of the position, in the top of the ranks. But you always wonder, what would happen if I took the left road and went with the bank? So that's, it's not a bad thing, but, you know, you have opportunities that you would wonder, you know, what would have happened if you took road A instead of road B?
Where would you like to be buried?
Probably like my dad at the Veterans Cemetery in Conway. Yeah, I think that's the best.
What's a random act of kindness that you participated in?
Random act of kindness. I don't know. I do a lot of stuff for my kids. That's my record. My kindness. Now that I'm retired, I seem to be the chauffeur for everybody going on trips. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, act of kindness. I do that all my life. Nothing really sticks out though.
Who's the person that's been the kindest to you?
Kindness to me. I don't know. I had so many opportunities in life, so many different things. The guy that's been with me the most probably would be Jimmy, my brother. We went into the army together, college together. We've been digging bottles for the last 50 years, so probably that's who I would name, I guess.
Anything you want to share about your experience in Vietnam?
Or
boot camp?
Wow. Vietnam wasn't too bad, because when I went there, I had rank. I was a sergeant when I went there. And if you're not a sergeant, then you get to do all the garbage work, you know. But as a sergeant, you're like a semi-leader. You lead a platoon. I mean, you lead a squad of, I don't know, 9 people.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 24, I guess. I was I got in some battles, got wounded. But I was able to get out early. Jimmy, my brother, was able to contact the college. I was going to college when I got activated. And we only had 6 months left on our duty. And I was the last group to go to Vietnam. So they said, look, there's only 6 months left. If anybody wants to go back to school, they can get an earlier out. So Jimmy went in to the school, got my transcripts, and put my name in with the Army, and they allowed me to get out. That's how I got to Vietnam. Only spent like 3 months there. But that was enough. Very, very dangerous. I was infantry sergeant, so saw lots of combat. And a dangerous time. I was glad to get out of there. I felt sorry for the guys that was left behind, though.
Everybody make it out of from your squad?
No, we had a couple guys get killed. A lot of guys got wounded.
What was it like coming back stateside?
Was it nice? That was when they had all the protests, and you come back in your uniform, and everybody gives you the weird looks, and all the hippies at the airport holding signs, and so it wasn't. There was no big thank you band playing or nothing. After all, you just took off your uniform. You didn't want to wear it anymore. It was negative.
Did you have any difficult memories?
Well, the biggest difficult memory is probably my marriage. Yeah. But I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, I think that's my biggest difficult moments.
Other than that, any other regrets besides the bank and?
No, I've been fortunate. I think I've had many opportunities. Got promoted a lot in the fire department, all the way to the top. And when I left the fire department, my career opened up at Waihata. They brought me out on just for help out with a little project in Spain, staying 12 years. So it's opportunities. Being able to make money hasn't been that difficult. No, of course.